One of the many emergency level fires burning in New South Wales today is in the Wollamai National Park near Lithgow, just outside of Sydney. Standing dangerously close by is Kim. She runs the Grey Gum International Cafe. And when I spoke to her, she was flatly refusing to leave, despite urgent warnings from authorities.
We've still got the cafe open. We're feeding the fire brigade. We're making sure that they've got food and water and drinks. And been fighting with them all day because they want to pay me. And I've said, well, you're volunteering, so am I. We're just trying to do our bit.
Are you worried about the conditions around you? That fire has been rather problematic all day, yeah.
It's huge. And the wind has been horrific all day. I lived through a lot of fires because I've been up here for nearly 30 years.
What can you see and hear and smell around you?
Okay, what we can see is lots of smoke, and we can smell lots of smoke. I have two places, so I have the cafe on one side of the road, and then I have my property on the other side of the road. But as yet, I can't see any flames. We've learned over 30 years that you don't panic till you see flames about 4 feet in front of you.
Do you know how many k's away from you it is?
We're guessing 5, 4, but the wind is blowing it to the south. I think that maybe it might be blowing behind us, but the prediction is that it's going to get to a point where it's going to hit the ridge and then it's going to cross the road and then it will come back down behind the Grey Gum Cafe.
So it sounds like you could be in danger tonight when that weather really hits, that change that's coming through. Do you think
yes.
You will be?
I think we'll be in danger. We're in danger now. Like, it's dangerous. I mean, all bushfires are dangerous. The thing that we've got to hope for is that people don't panic and stay calm. And as I say, my job is to feed the fire brigade, get them water, get them drinks, so that they can keep going, because this one sort of snuck up on us.
Do you expect the cafe to be standing in the next day or two?
Well, I'm hoping so that I can keep feeding them. But
so, at what point what would make you leave?
Nothing, because I need to help these people.
If they decide to go, would you go?
They will never decide to go. I know these people. They will never decide to go, so neither will I.
Kim's staying put in Putty, north of Sydney, to feed the fireys.